there's a little boy or girl inside of you, yeah? And you don't want to lose that little person, no matter how many birthdays you have. Oh, the little boy and me, well, he's brought out by, well, let's say maybe three life experiences. The first snowfall, that's one. The second one's Christmas. And I think that in many of us, there's a little kid that sort of comes out at Christmas. And if we can't get toys for ourselves, we go buy them for our kids, right? So Christmas sort of brings out the kid in you. And then I have to admit, well, this isn't a commercial, but it's like going to Disney World. You know, when you walk into the Magic Kingdom, something happens and you feel about 5 years old again. Actually, there's one life experience that should bring out the kid in all of us. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about keep the child alive. Now, for our word for today from the Word of God, we go to Mark chapter 10, verse 15. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." So Jesus is speaking here about our attitude toward the kingdom of God. Now, what does he mean by that? Well, if you want to give a simple definition, the kingdom of God means God's rule in your life. Now, what's your attitude toward God ruling your life, God's plans for your life? Well, it's supposed to be like a little child. I wonder if we don't overcomplicate our faith sometimes. We accumulate biblical insights, we get these theological categories, these big words, and pretty soon we got a name for everything spiritual. We get everything nicely organized, categorized, and then maybe we carry extensive spiritual responsibilities. I know I do. And we start to develop this analytical, kind of clinical approach to what was once just grabbing Jesus' hand, like a little child. You ever been to a children's program at church? It's so refreshing to see their little faces all lit up and sometimes singing off key, but singing from their heart these praise songs to the Lord. There's just innocence. They're unpretentious. They've just got this happy love for Jesus. You can see it when a child sings. You remember when you first learned those words, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so"? I can remember. They don't carry a tune so well, and their theology is not very well developed, but these kids just love Jesus. Could it be that you've lost that trusting little child under all your layers of spiritual sophistication? The joy of knowing Jesus is for those who daily grab his hand and say, "Where to today, Jesus? Anywhere you take me is fine." The glow is for those with the openness of a child who can drop all the theological language and just say, "Jesus, I'm scared. I'm hurt. I'm lost. I'm weak. I need you." Maybe for you it's time to reawaken that childlike faith that got you started in Christ in the first place. He'll do the leading. He'll do the providing. He'll do the protecting. He'll do the carrying. The first snow, Christmas, amusement parks, they may or not bring out the child in you, but knowing Jesus, trusting Jesus, that should keep the child alive in you. And I am so grateful that what Jesus did for us, he said it simply requires the faith of a little child to possess it. What he did on the cross, dying for our sins, loving us enough to pay the penalty we deserve, that is something a child can grasp and theologians can never explore the depths of. I sometimes think we've overcomplicated knowing God. When it comes back to what that little child learned to sing, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so," I wonder, for all your years in church and all you know about Jesus, maybe you've missed a relationship with him. You missed it with all your Christianity, because there's never been that reaching up and just grabbing his hand and saying, "Jesus, what you did on the cross is my only hope. I'm yours." Well, would you get that settled today? I think our website might help. Would you go there and check it out? It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. I hope by the end of the day, you'll be able to say with full confidence, "Jesus loves me. This I know."
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.